Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome back to News and Views. A new report finds that many North Carolina families simply don't earn enough to pay for safe, affordable housing. The report comes as state lawmakers consider requests to increase funding for the North Carolina Housing Trust Fund that works with private developers to produce affordable housing. Here to talk about the report and why affordable housing is so important is Santana DeBerry with the North Carolina Housing Coalition. Well, thanks for being with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk about the report Out of Reach 2015. I want to get into some specifics, but first of all, was there anything in there that was surprising to you, or what should folks take away in Maine from that report?
The wage needed to afford kind of a modest two-bedroom apartment has just been skyrocketing in North Carolina. We know that the housing wage is going up, and we know the wages are stagnating. And so there's not really anything surprising. It's disappointing, but not surprising.
When you say housing wage, tell us what you mean.
Sure. So the housing wage is what it would cost you to rent a modest two-bedroom apartment at fair market rent. And fair market rent is a term that the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development uses. It's a slightly misleading term because it's actually a little bit lower than what the fair market rent would be in most markets. So it's an even more challenging situation for people.
There's been a lot of reports that have shown since a recession, even though there's some indicators the economy is improving, people's income, family income, and wages have not gone up. But it looks like the price of housing continues to rise.
Yeah, especially rental housing. There's a lot of demand out there for rental housing. We know that younger people are putting off buying homes, so there are fewer first-time home buyers. That puts more renters in the market. Great number of people were flushed out of their home ownership during the foreclosure crisis and are now renters. And so it's just a very tight rental market.
I think a lot of people may see that sometimes if they're driving in downtown Raleigh or Charlotte. But is this true in other areas, rural areas of North Carolina as well?
Well, I think there is more housing available in places like Raleigh and Charlotte than there are in rural communities. Rural communities certainly don't command as high a rent, so developers are less likely to develop rental housing there. So the rental market is even tighter.
And what do we do about it? I know it's a complicated answer. Part of it, obviously, is to address the low wages with minimum wage increase and EITC. And what can we do from the other end, the housing end?
Yeah, well, from the housing end, we need more incentives for developers to build rental housing at below market rates. The way the housing, the rental market works in the United States is that developers generally raise funding in a private market, and then they sell their development to a real estate investment trust based on the rents that will come in. Well, if you're only getting rents of $500 or $600 a month, no real estate investment trust is going to buy that. And so nobody's really interested then in developing it. And so really we need public-private partnerships. We need help from state and local governments to incentivize developers to create housing that everyone can afford.
One of the ways North Carolina has traditionally done it is the North Carolina Housing Trust Fund, which is a successful program, but the funding for that doesn't seem to have kept pace with the need.
Yeah, so North Carolina has also develops affordable rental housing through the low-income housing tax credit, which is a federal program which has been the most successful program ever and still doesn't even come close to meeting the need. And the trust fund then kind of picks up some of that slack, but the trust fund is used for a variety of housing needs. It helps support first-time home ownership. It helps support homeless shelters. It helps support domestic violence shelters. So that is a small pot of money that has to be spread around many housing needs.
And that, I guess the funding for that has been flat in the last few years.
Yeah, the North Carolina Housing Trust Fund has never been funded at more than $20 million a year, and that was 20 years ago. Current legislature in the House budget, they have it funded at $7.8 million for the biennial, and that's just not enough in a state of 10 million people where we know that probably 250,000 people live in housing that is substandard or that they can't afford.
I know you've probably heard the arguments from folks on the conservative side of the spectrum that always think the market is going to solve this problem and that we don't need to spend public dollars trying to influence where things are built, where housing is built, where food is. How do you respond to folks that think that the market itself will take care of these problems?
Well, the market doesn't always take care of everything. And the way the rental housing is developed is actually kind of contrary to market forces. it's not really based as much on what the demand is as it is on what the developer can make from it. And so there's really no way for a developer to make money without some kind of subsidy in affordable rental. It just goes contrary to market forces.
This may sound like an obvious question too, but how important is housing in the grand scheme of needs and helping folks lift themselves out of poverty or even make ends meet once they're on the way out of poverty?
Yeah, sure. The Housing Coalition, we would tell you that housing is central to everything, right? So if you don't have a safe, decent, affordable place to live, your kids don't get to go to school regularly. They don't get to go to good schools. You don't have a place to use for job applications. You don't have a place where your doctor can find you if you get sick. For those of us who grew up in communities that fostered our growth, you know how important it is to grow up in a neighborhood where people know you and take care of you and look after you. That's especially important as people grow older. They live consistently in a community where people know who they are and are helping them out. And so housing really is the center of your life. I mean, you cannot build, we talk about building wealth from poverty. And one of the number one ways that Americans build wealth from poverty is by moving from rental to home ownership. And if you can't get into rental, if you can't establish a credit history, if you can't establish kind of a long-term address, you can't move to that next stage.
I'm always struck when you read or see projects funded by whether it's a tax credit or the North Carolina Housing Trust Fund about what affordable housing looks like. It still seems that there are some misconceptions when you say the term.
Sure. I think when you say affordable housing, people kind of immediately think public housing, which is very different. Public housing is a subset of affordable housing, but when we talk about rental developments that are developed through the tax credit or the trust fund, they are almost indistinguishable from market rate apartments. I could take you to probably five different ones here in the Raleigh area, and you would tell me, well, I drive by those all the time, and I didn't know those were affordable rental. And so they're really good-looking developments. They're built mostly for people who make between about 60% of the area median income. So these are people who are working every day and contributing.
And so how optimistic are you that we're going to see some changes in all this?
I don't have a lot of optimism. While there is some funding in the legislature for housing issues, it's not nearly as much as we would need to meet the need in North Carolina. And at the federal level, we're happy to see that there's now a National Housing Trust Fund that is going to be funded this year. We don't know how much money that's going to mean for North Carolina, but that's certainly not going to meet the need. And at the local level, lots of communities now are more interested in developing affordable housing. Asheville, Charlotte, Raleigh, Durham, all of these metropolitan communities are starting to understand that importance. But they just don't have the funding at the local level, even though they have the will. And so I'm not particularly optimistic that we can match up the funding with the will right now.
And before I let you go, it's probably worth reminding folks that building affordable housing doesn't just help the folks who then have a safe, decent place to live. I know I've seen statistics from the Housing Trust Fund of the number of jobs that have been created in actually producing the housing.
Sure. We say that, you know, for every one apartment, that's three jobs. It's local contractors, electricians, general contractors, drywall. It helps the convenience stores when there's lots of construction activity. Those are local people. You can't outsource construction jobs. Those are people who live in those communities and benefit from that.
Well, let's hope there'll be some more reasons to be optimistic in the near future. Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for another edition of News and Views. Look for us on the web at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Hinkle, this is Chris Fitzsimon. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon, Director of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com. News and Views, a weekly look at state and policy issues, is a production of the North Carolina Justice Center.